We're glad to have Dr. Lewis Daniel with us, who directs the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries. He chairs the ASMFC, Atlantic Menhaden Management Board. Dr. Daniel, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure.
You bet. Now, are you on the commission that's going to be making this decision?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the administrative commissioner from the state of North Carolina. I serve as the vice chair of the commission and the chair of the Menhaden Board.
Well, I don't know how much of our program you've been able to hear, but this is certainly a hotly contested issue in the Commonwealth, and there are lots of eyes on your action Friday. I guess you're aware of that already, though.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are very much aware of that, and it is a very contentious issue. And I have listened to a lot of the program. Mm-hmm. Disagree with a lot of what I've heard.
What do you disagree with that you've heard?
I disagree with some of what I've heard, and I agree with some. The real issue here is in the board's decision several months ago at a meeting in D.C. where the board clearly made the decision to manage menhaden as an ecosystem component, which means it's not managed like a regular food fish and that we need to be more precautionary to ensure abundance of menhaden above and beyond what would support an actual directed fishery, be it reduction or bait. The problem that we've run into is concerns about the quality of the stock assessment, particularly the update.
Yes.
And some concerns that have also been raised by our technical folks on the peer-reviewed stock assessment from 08. But the fact remains is that we are overfishing. That is the fact that we are concerned with right now, and we need to end overfishing right away.
So you'd like to get the science tweaked, but the tweaking that needs to be done does not dispute the basic contention that overfishing is an issue.
Right, and I think the question that some folks need to ask, the question is, if we go underboard, we're going to have fewer fish in the water. If we go overboard, we're going to have more fish in the water. And the goal of our board is to have more fish in the water. But at the same time, we have to be cognizant of the social and economic consequences of taking these actions. And I believe personally that trying to eat the elephant in one bite with this amendment is probably not appropriate. We need to get the coastwide cap in place. I've been trying to get that in place for 10 years. We need to have a total allowable catch that's reduced from previous years. But at the same time, the states have committed, the ASMSC has committed as our priority, one of our priority action items as fast as we can get it done is a new benchmark stock assessment for menhaden, and then come back and determine, all right, did we do enough in this amendment that we'll discuss on Friday or not enough, and do more as time progresses.
Hmm.
But I think, you know, my charge from the committee, from the board, and I've heard from Pew, I've heard from Omega Protein, I've heard from the bait industry. The concern is to try to minimize those social impacts, but also achieve the necessary rebuilding schedules that we all believe are necessary. And I think the most important point for Virginia, and I graduated from VIMS, and I'm very familiar with the reduction fishery in Virginia, is that we believe that this stock is going to recover very quickly, as Ben suggested. And if that is indeed the case, then the total allowable catches should go up fairly quickly. And it would be my hope that we would have, as the population increases, the total allowable landings will increase, and Omega and the bait industry will be able to go along but in a more sustainable and responsible way. That's not to say they're not doing it responsibly now. They've been good partners, at least when they were fishing off of North Carolina. But that's the struggle we're going to have on Friday.
And where will you deliver this decision? What will that be a board meeting where this will be announced, or how will that happen?
Yes, ma'am. We have a meeting scheduled from, I believe it's 8 or 8:30 till 5 in Baltimore, at the Best Western near the airport, I believe. And the board will be meeting, and then right after the board makes its decision, the full commission will convene and take final action on the plan on Friday afternoon is my plan.
All right. Well, Dr. Lewis Daniel, thank you very much for being with us, and we are glad that you graduated from VIMS and glad that you're nearby in North Carolina.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care now.